There will be a moment of silence in Hopkins County Friday for a Harris County Sheriff's deputy slain in Houston last Friday. The moment of silence at 11 a.m. Friday coincides with the time of the funeral for 47-year-old Darren Goforth, who was gunned down as he was pumping gas into his car shortly after working an accident scene. I talked with Hopkins County Judge Robert Newsom.
We received word yesterday from the governor's office that they would like us to honor the death of the deputy, the Houston deputy, Deputy Goforth, who was killed while he was actually getting gas in his car. There was no reason, no provocation, no nothing. And he was killed simply because he was a law enforcement officer. And we realize there's all kinds of circumstances that come around this, but it seems to be around America right now, we're in a state of dishonoring our officers. And the governor, as well as my office here as county judge of Hopkins County, our emphasis is that law enforcement is essential. We appreciate them, we honor them, and we want to have a moment of kind of a minute of honor to Deputy Goforth, as well as all officers across the state of Texas, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And that'll be Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Now, what we've suggested, what they're doing in Austin is they're going to have law enforcement patrol cars lining up on the north drive of the Capitol on Friday at 11, and they're going to turn on their overhead lights in honor of Deputy Goforth. His funeral begins at that time in Houston. Now, the governor actually said respect and pride in our law enforcement must be restored in this state and nation. It is time to unite in solidarity to support the men and women who serve and protect our communities. And he's asking that the communities across Texas support this cause for unity and remember the essential role that law enforcement plays in keeping Texas safe and strong. I'm 100% on board with that. So I've contacted the chief of police, Jay, as well as the sheriff, Butch Adams, and Jay Sanders and Butch Adams are both going to have officers in their patrol cars at that time. Now, at 11 o'clock, wherever they are, they'll turn on their lights. But what I have suggested is that if they're not on a call right then, they'll be around the square. So if people want to see our officers honor, again, the death of Deputy Goforth, but also we want to honor as people, as citizens of this county, honor that they're going to be around the square at 11 o'clock tomorrow. They'll be flashing their lights for 1 minute simply in honor of Deputy Goforth and the sacrifice that he made and his family made for this state and for this nation. So that's where we are tomorrow. It's an important, I know it's not anything real hard to do, but you know, America has a situation right now that I consider grave. If we don't honor law enforcement, if we don't support our law enforcement, I can't imagine what this county and what this nation could turn into. So it's just the first step perhaps in that, but I'm glad Texas is playing the front role on it.
KSST News.